Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. It's a special bonus episode. We had everybody in the studio today. So I said, everybody from Getting It, let's do a quick round. We're all here. So we are going to play a round of Outburst from Hasbro, which isn't our usual game night fare, but we thought it would be fun since we have everybody here. Everybody's hungry. They want to go to lunch, and I'm making them stay late. As someone else said, I have a very commanding voice. So we have on the teams today, it's boys versus girls. The girls team is made up of Roxy.
Hello.
Sandy.
Hi.
Justine. Oh, Justine's about to snap into a Slim Jim.
No. Oh my God, seriously, you're about to snap into a Slim Jim.
She's literally about to snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
It's grass-fed beef, and it's keto-friendly.
Got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. The boys team, Eduardo.
Hola.
Jake.
Hola.
Patrick.
Bueno.
All right, here we go.
Because I know how to answer the phone, assholes.
Boys versus girls, all you're going to do.
I didn't realize we were on the phone.
I'm going to have a category in front of me. I'm going to read the category off. As soon as I flip this timer, you're going to have, I believe it's 30 seconds to answer, to yell out as many of these as you can. You get 1 point for each one. It matches what I have right in front of me. The first category, famous television detectives and agents.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Go.
No.
Batman.
Detectives?
Wait. Who's going first?
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, wait.
Well, boys are first. No, actually, the ladies first. We'll flip that since we screwed that up.
Ladies first?
Ladies first. Here okay. We go. Answers are right in front of me. This game is a few years old, so you know if you see anything that's there might be an answer to.
Oh, we've played that before.
Yeah, we've played this before. These are 10 Jennifer Lawrence movies. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Lord of the Rings.
X-Men.
Girls.
I know. I was just.
Girls, go ahead.
X-Men. Yeah.
What?
Joy.
Okay.
Hunger Games.
Okay.
X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Was she in American Hustle?
In what?
American Hustle.
Say it.
Maybe.
Are you saying it? Is that an answer? Yes, no? Yes, no?
Can't we just guess whatever?
You just yell it out. You don't. You yell them out, and then you'll get the score at the end. So yell out as whatever you.
Uh-huh. Oh, what's the one with Chris Pratt?
Are you yelling out American Hustle?
Oh, the.
Sure.
The space one.
Yeah. Passengers?
Yes.
Oh. Keep going. But don't. Time's up. You got American Hustle. You got X-Men. You got Silver Linings Playbook. You got Joy. And you got Hunger Games.
Passengers was out like 2 years ago before that game.
Would have accepted Winter's Bone, House at the End of the Street.
Nice.
The Poker House. The Beaver. Like crazy.
I bet she was. Got to start somewhere.
I do recommend Joy, though. That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. It's about a mop.
I know.
We're going to go ahead and go up to 10. 10. 10 will determine the winner. Are you ready? Boys, your turn.
Yep.
Famous TV detectives and agents. Go.
Batman.
Jake Peralta. I don't know if that's probably
too recent.
Chuck.
Sherlock Holmes.
Bones.
It's a guy in Bones.
Castle? Castle's one.
Yep, keep yelling them out. Remember, this isn't timed. You can just yell them out.
I know.
Doctor from Doctor Who. I'm going to go with that.
Didn't really detect.
Famous detectives and agents.
Agents?
Scully and Smulder. No, Mulder.
Yeah. Who's the guys that are on?
Time's up.
Okay. Can't remember
anything. Sherlock Holmes was one.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Mulder was one. You missed Hercule Poirot, Jessica Fletcher. Leroy Jethro Gibbs.
Ooh.
Jane Rizzoli, Kate Beckett, Monk, Columbo, and Olivia Benson.
I
I don't know any of those. So yeah.
Gibbs that's, from NCIS.
That's all gonna be it. Like yeah, that's all gonna be from NCIS or CSI. Or SVU.
Those shows are boring though.
Yeah, who watches those? Middle age moms who have nothing to do.
And 19-year-olds.
Who have nothing to do with their middle age mom.
Yeah. All right, girls, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The next category for you. Movie and TV streaming services. Movie and TV streaming services, go.
Netflix. Hulu. YouTube?
What is it again? Sorry.
Movie and TV streaming services.
And movie?
Movie and TV streaming services.
We're fine.
TNT?
Movie. Just yell them out, guys. Yell them out.
HBO has one, I think.
Oh, yeah. HBO. Oh,
yeah. Your mic is low. There you go.
ESPN?
Sorry, Justine.
There's a Hollywood. Oh, my God.
QVC.
Girls, just yell out.
We got like six.
No, you didn't.
Don't you want to get 10?
IMDb.
I would have accepted. You got Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, HBO Go, and YouTube. Would have accepted.
HBO Now.
Would have accepted today. Showtime, Stars, yep. Sling,
Stars.
Crackle, and Crackle. Vimeo.
Crackle.
You ever do Crackle? Vimeo. Crackle comes on all the consoles for free.
YouTube.
I said that.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Girls, you're getting at least 5 every time. That's impressive. Boys, are you ready?
Yep. Yes.
Things. Things you polish.
Silverware, jewelry. No.
Shoes.
Wait, let me flip the furniture. Silverware. Ready?
Hold on, wait,
one,
wait, wait, wait.
Two, three.
Silverware, jewelry, furniture, shoes? Cars, shoes.
Car, shoes.
Penises.
Doorknobs.
Things you polish.
Porcelain.
Things you polish.
Floors. Hardwood floors.
Yeah, floors.
Hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
We said cars already, right?
Glass.
Yeah, we said cars. We said glass. We said jewelry. We said shoes. We said chandeliers. We said jewelry. Furniture.
Uh huh.
Knobs.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're best at.
Yep. Yeah.
Just this.
Anything?
One.
No, that's all I got.
Anything else you polish, guys?
Your attitude.
Time's up.
I think that's
a bottle
it.
Of Jack.
You got shoes, furniture, cars, silverware, floor, and jewelry. And
I thought someone said glassware.
We would have accepted chrome,
yeah.
Trophies, brass, or your fingernails.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would have never gotten fingernails.
Yeah.
That was all I was thinking about.
Can you polish off your plate of food?
Well, you certainly can. I've seen you put away some groceries, girl. You know what I'm saying? All right.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Girls.
Oh, shit.
Famous bunnies and rabbits.
Oh,
famous
my God.
Bunnies and
Jessica
rabbits.
Rabbit.
And go.
Jessica, Peter.
That you got to say full names?
Peter
Excuse
Rabbit,
me.
Jessica Rabbit.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Lola Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Does the movie Hop? What's the guy? Wait,
Snow
is Zoolander in that? Not Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Oh, Zootopia.
Zootopia. It's the
Hops Bunny.
Detective Hops. Sure.
Detective Hops.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What else? Famous bunnies
Judy
and rabbits.
Bunny.
Judy.
Roxy, you're on this team, right?
Judy Hop.
I don't know any.
Any famous rabbit. Anyone will. Anybody?
A bunny rabbit?
You can't flip it back.
The
cheater.
Easter bunny.
Although you were late.
Easter bunny, yep.
Easter bunny.
Time's up.
You were late
Peter
for a
Cottontail.
Very important
Peter
date.
Rabbit, Bugs Bunny, and the Easter bunny, all acceptable. 3 points, girls.
That's it? What?
What?
How many did what'd they miss?
How many
you missed the Energizer bunny. You missed Thumper. You missed Roger Rabbit. Peter
Thumper.
Cottontail.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, you didn't. You literally have a screen. You literally...
Phone case.
You didn't tell me to put my phone away.
The Trix Rabbit, Velveteen Rabbit, and Pat the Bunny. Pack of Money.
Okay.
That list is bullshit.
Here comes right. Peter Cottontail. Come
hopping down, here we go, boys.
Bunny trail.
That's
here we
the
go,
first
boys.
One I thought of.
Here we go,
Cottontail.
Boys. Geometric shapes. Geometric Ooh. Shapes.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Beaches. Circle. Trapezoid. Square. Triangle. Rectangle. Dodecahedron. Rhombus. What else you got? Stars.
Octagon. Stars.
Hexagons.
Pentagon. Nonagon.
I think we're good.
Decagon.
You got one. You have one more left. See if you guys can get it.
Oval.
Triangle. Equilateral triangle. Isosceles triangle.
Like
square.
He's talking about
diamond.
Diamond, yeah.
I'm curious to see which one we missed.
I don't know.
You guys said rectangle? Yeah, that was a perfect
one. Yeah, we said rectangle.
Rectangle. Damn near killed him. What?
What?
We're good.
I think that's it. Yeah.
You missed his ellipses. Ellipses. Circles, squares, triangles, rectangles, trapezoids, hexagons.
I would say an oval
octagons.
Is an ellipses.
So oval is an ellipses,
suck
yeah.
an egg. Stupid
I need the
game.
Word. Yeah. You guys got 9 points on that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We know our shapes.
I contributed nothing.
Well, girls, I hate to tell you, though, but they came roaring back with that one.
Yeah.
Well, were, that was an easy question.
You were defeating him handily.
We're dumb, so give us an easy question.
Yeah. Yeah, Thumper, Mr. Rabbit.
Shut
yeah.
up.
Hmm?
When Patrick was lining them all, I was still on square. Okay.
Girls, these are going to be movies about school in their past movies about school. So I'm going to tell you this, Justine.
School of Rock.
Your digital movie club is going to come in a little bit handy. Not a lot, but you might use a little bit of it. Ready? Go.
Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about.
Breakfast Club. Grease.
Mm-hmm.
School of Rock.
Do you want me to help you?
No,
I can't. You're on the other team.
OP.
Just keep yelling them out, girls.
No, sorry.
Kindergarten Cop.
You're just a Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop 2.
Elementary School Cop.
Did I say School of Rock?
Yeah.
Like 4 times, yes.
Yeah. Did you say Kindergarten Cop?
Wait, is it shows too, just movies?
Movies about school, people yelling at the radio
the
right
graduate?
Now.
The Graduate?
Keep going.
Back to the Future?
Oh,
keep
come
going.
On.
Just yell them out, girls.
Grease?
You said
we
that.
Did that one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I don't have headphones.
Just having a party over here.
No, that's it. I thought you said you could hear them without headphones.
Oh, what's
I would take
House.
American
Animal
Graffiti,
House.
Animal like, House.
Breakfast like, Club and Grease are the two you got.
That's it? They didn't get School of Rock?
No.
That's a
Animal House.
Yep.
American Pie, Days Confused, Heathers, Ferris Bueller's
Heathers.
Day Off, Mean Girls,
I'm surprised
Fast
American
Times at Ridgemont High, and Clueless.
They're just
they're
too lame.
Yeah, you're wearing Clueless today. How did you not get that?
Boys.
No, she's Clueless.
Much.
There we go. Ready?
Yep.
Morning TV network news show hosts.
Oh, fuck. You can just end this right now.
Just,
I don't watch the news.
I don't know.
Ready,
no.
go.
Give him a zero.
What's his...
morning
God.
News host?
Yeah.
I just watched the news this morning.
Nope. Morning TV network news
Just pass that one.
I don't watch the news.
There's this lady with a really annoying voice. I can't remember her name right now.
Will Ferrell.
I don't know any.
Zach Galifianakis between two ferns.
Morning TV network news host.
Nope.
Nope.
Literally never watched the news ever.
I hate the news.
Don Francisco?
You don't have anyone?
That's my coffee in the morning.
I don't even know if she's on the list.
Is What's one of them named John?
Yeah.
John Sandy?
Nope. Nope. Anybody? Any answers?
Mario Lopez.
Any answers?
Nope.
Mario Lopez.
And time.
Are you kidding
Matt
me?
Lauer, Robin Roberts, Gail King, Nora O'Donnell, Savannah Guthrie, Al Roker, Laura Spencer, Willie Geist, George Stephanopoulos, guys.
Why wouldn't they put Katie Couric on that? Because
she's not
ridiculous.
Morning news anymore.
I don't watch
but
the news.
But she was for a
yeah,
long time.
This is a couple years ago.
I would have never known.
I watch
any
the news
of
late at night, and I don't care about who's talking. I care about the
I'm
news.
I'm just saying that was a bullshit question for us. We're
I've heard
he's
of Al Roker.
News forever.
I've heard of Al Roker.
We evened
it
out. We got the shaves, and then we got this.
Girls, foreign airlines. Foreign airlines.
Aer Lingus.
Foreign airlines.
Aer Lingus. Aeromexico, but that one closed.
Canada Air.
Hold on. And go.
Aer Lingus.
Canada
That's something
Air.
You do, not.
British Airways. Aeromexico.
Uh huh.
What's that really?
No.
Hmm?
I was going to say Alaskan Air, but nope. Alaska Air.
Nope. Foreign.
Foreign
Airlines. Alaskan Air.
Foreign Airlines.
Immigrants? No, it's like E-M-I-G-R-A-T-E-S.
You're so close.
That's not how you spell immigrants.
No, I'm saying it wrong. Immigrants. You just have to give that one to me. I know what it is.
You have to say it.
No, you don't. It's a place.
You got to say it.
You have to say it right.
This is embarrassing.
Immigrants.
This is so painful.
Asia Air, Hong Kong Air.
Stop, please. We would have accepted. You got British Airways and Aer Lingus, right? We would have accepted Lufthansa, Malaysia Airlines, Singapore Airlines, British Air. Well, we got British Air. Emirates.
I said that.
Emirates.
Because I kept mumbling things.
No,
you said no. I did say Emirates.
You did
not.
You said emigrate. You said emigrate.
Everyone you had had
emigrant.
I think you should give it because I knew what I was talking about.
Alitalia, Japan.
Well, we didn't know what you were saying.
Qantas or Air France.
See, it was an app and I was saying all these places with airline after it.
Emigrant.
You surged ahead, 1 point ahead of the boys.
I'm disappointed there's no Canada Air on that list.
Types of teas, guys. Types of teas.
Oh, easy.
Patrick.
Patrick
easy. Loves tea.
Can I say a couple first, please?
And begin.
Earl Grey. Chamomile. Breakfast blend.
Oolong.
Jasmine.
Green.
Jasmine. She said.
Green.
White peach.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepy time. Ooh, sleepy time.
Sleepy time.
Ginger. Just black tea. You've got white teas that, like, yeah, that's good. I feel good about that.
Yeah, you have three.
I'll take it.
Do we really?
Oolong, jasmine.
Yeah, you said jasmine.
Earl Grey, mm-hmm. Sleepy time.
Sleepy time.
Black tea.
Breakfast tea. Breakfast. This is breakfast tea. Mm-hmm.
English breakfast tea.
You're not as good at this as you think.
No.
These are all the teas we like.
Yeah, it's all the teas
Hubris.
I like.
Orange, ginger, chamomile.
Time.
Chai tea. Iced tea.
Chai tea tastes like
chai
shit.
Chai tea.
Iced tea. Chai,
really
herbal,
fucking iced tea. Yes. That's
mint,
just black tea.
Rosehip and decaf.
Oh,
are all ones you miss. You got oolong, green, black, and chamomile.
Iced tea is just ice black
Earl
tea.
How about Earl Grey in there and all the other ones?
That's a stupid question.
Yeah.
Boo.
That's all iced tea is black tea on ice.
Thank you.
Thank
you for mansplaining tea.
So stupid.
Girls, this is an easy one. American lakes.
Whew. Lake Elsinore.
And go.
Lake Tahoe.
Uh huh.
Lake Elsinore. Just heard that.
Are a lot of, like, I know smaller California lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lake Pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Lake Berryessa.
Mm-hmm.
What are the lakes in Lake Michigan?
Yeah.
What's the one in Michigan?
Like Buena Vista.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to throw a lake out there, maybe?
Nope. I mean, one of the dudes might, but we're not going to.
Lake Piru.
There's
this
five.
Weekend,
there's five you should know right off the bat.
You overestimate our abilities.
You're naming them. You got the acronym.
They're pretty.
I know,
they're pretty great.
Annoying. What is
Lake
Arrowhead?
Stop.
They're pretty great lakes too.
Lake Michigan and Lake Tahoe were your answers. Would have taken Ontario, Superior, Erie, Huron, the Great Salt Lake, Lake Mead, Lake Havasu, or Lake George.
Yep. I didn't know Lake George.
I got at least three more. Okay.
I just remember that in school being tested, and that was
Holmes.
Home.
How well did that work?
And then you have to. That's the only part I just didn't get to. I'm like, what does it stand for?
I know it's Holmes, but I don't know which home to go to.
Oh, here we go, guys.
I don't have a home.
Here we go, guys. Types of cosmetic surgery. Ready? Types of cosmetic surgery.
Okay, I got actually.
And go.
Rhinoplasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Boob
breast
job.
Implants.
Breast implants.
Butt implants.
Tummy tuck.
Circumcision
is actually one.
Vasectomy is a cosmetic surgery. Well, no, it's technically not cosmetic.
Just shout it out.
The freezing one where you freeze your fat off.
Oh, fat freezing?
Fat freezing.
Yeah. Liposuction.
Nose job.
We said rhinoplasty.
It's rhinoplasty.
Oh, right.
A facelift.
Lip.
Lip injections.
There you go. Thank you.
Fake butt, whatever that's called.
Laser.
An ass job.
Laser eye surgery.
Tattoos. Yeah.
That's not a cosmetic surgery.
Oh, it is.
Tattoo removal.
That's a cosmetic
there
surgery.
There you go. See, I led him to it.
Lasering off your hair.
Oh, laser hair removal.
Time is up, guys. You got liposuction, nose job, butt lift, tummy tuck, and facelift. So that's six. You missed breast reduction.
Oh,
you can reduce them. I forgot.
Brow Why would lift. You want to do that?
I would totally do it in a heartbeat.
Brow lift, chin lift, and the scar removal.
Oh. I mean, isn't tattoo removal removing a scar?
No.
You know?
No.
It's,
it creates a...
Yeah.
Dumbass.
You're removing one scar for another.
An emotional scar? Maybe if it had your name on it.
Scrub and scrub, and those don't go in. Girls, let's name some... Let's name some Australian things. Are you ready? Go.
Vegemite. Vegemite.
Chris Hemsworth.
Men. Women.
I'm done.
Kangaroos.
Men at work.
Ooh.
Oh, very good. Keep going.
What is it again? Sorry. Australian things?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Kangaroos. Yeah, do the animals count?
Yeah, everything. Anything Australian.
Steve Irwin.
Koala. Oh.
Too soon.
Keep going. Sorry.
Koala.
What's the hat that they
Sydney,
wear?
Sydney Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Does that, do places count?
Yes.
42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Yeah. Escape.
Oh, dingoes.
Oh.
A dingo hit my baby. What else?
The Barbie.
Time's up.
Shrimp.
Would have accepted boomerangs, wallabies, Crocodile Dundee, Melbourne, the Great Barrier Reef, the Outback, Aborigines.
That's it? What did we get?
You got so Sydney, koalas, and kangaroos.
Hey.
Fuck.
I said koala.
I thought Sandy said boomerangs.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
She did say boomerangs. They all said it at the same
Sandy
time.
Sandy said all of those.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think I'm into that.
Boys?
I'm from Australia.
Are you really?
No.
Subjects in school.
Oh, easy.
On. Subjects in school. These are completely random. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I'm picking them out of the box.
Yep.
Can I switch to the boys
playing
team?
Favorites.
Ready, go.
English.
History.
Wait.
English, history,
nope.
math, science, nope. chemistry, biology.
Spanish.
Algebra, calculus.
Geometry.
Art.
Dance. Theater.
Woodshop, cooking class.
French, Spanish.
Metalworking. Automotive.
Geography.
American history.
French history.
World history.
World history, yeah.
Biology.
French, German, Spanish, Italian.
We said
Japanese.
Geometry, algebra, calculus.
Home ec.
Pre-calc.
Workshop.
Home ec, workshop, I said those. Gym, or PE.
Computer science.
Physical education. Computer class.
Computer education, yeah.
Typing, if you're old. Handwriting, if you're young.
Okay, well, you got art, English, history, geography. PE and math.
What did we miss?
Music.
Oh
my
music.
God.
And these are specific. Science, health.
I said science.
And he social studies.
He said science.
I said science.
I'll give you that. You guys were naming history, but you needed.
Yeah, we didn't say social studies.
We did not say social
did not
studies.
Say
studies.
Right,
so I totally forgot that they called
it. We did not say social studies.
Five, six, seven for you boys.
Oh, so easy.
Oh my God.
God.
Read a book, ladies.
Bingo.
I'm about to throw a book.
Girls, I'm gonna reach in here blindly and pull out an easy one for you. Here we go. Well-known U.S. newspapers.
U.S. Well New York Times.
Wait. Let's flip first. Ready? Go.
New York Times.
L.A. Times. Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
The Daily Bugle.
The Daily Planet.
I gave that one away for you guys.
Newspapers don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they do.
I know.
That's on there, right?
Newspapers? Magazines count?
Newspapers.
No, newspapers.
Newspapers. Papers that have news.
The Daily.
The Onion.
The Daily News.
The Onion.
What?
Here comes the sun.
Jake, shut the front door. They're not going to get it anymore.
Sun and I say
just make it.
Time's up. You guys got New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post. Would have accepted Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, New York Post, Boston Globe, USA Today, Baltimore Sun, and News. Hughes.
You realize those are all on the other side of the country.
Yeah, but they're all
huge. I think
huge.
This is unfair.
They're all mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah, but we don't read those.
But a lot of them are on the internet now, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So they still yeah. exist. Yeah.
So who remembers that it was even a newspaper?
Technically.
Guys, it's all fake news anyway.
Guys, famous mountains, not mountain ranges. Good. Famous oh. mountains. Ready? Let's go.
Mount Vesuvius.
Mount Shasta.
Mount Kilimanjaro. Mount Everest.
K1. K2.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Siena.
Mount Cyanide.
Mount Olympus.
Mount Olympus.
Mount.
Kilimanjaro. Oh, no.
I don't know.
Mount Doom.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Space Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rocky Mountains.
He said no,
that's a range. That's yeah. range.
Singles.
And time. You were so close to Space Mountain. If you would have said another Disney roller coaster,
Splash
you would have
Mountain.
Got it.
Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn.
Oh, yeah.
You missed. You got three. You got Everest, Kilimanjaro, and the Sinai. You missed Denali or Mount McKinley.
Nope.
Mount St. Helens. You missed the Matterhorn. Pikes Peak. Mount Rainier. Masada or Mount Ararat.
Okay, Rainier, yeah. I don't know most of those.
I know Pikes Peak. Sierra Miss.
What?
And Mount St. Helens.
Was Mount Doom not in it?
No, yeah. And Pompeii doesn't count because it was a volcano.
We have two more cards to play. Here we go.
What's the score right now?
No, I don't want to know.
Okay, never mind. I'm scared.
All I know is we're winning.
Jake. Just tell me how many more points I need.
Jake, sometimes you just need to shut up and let things
is
happen
it even
the way they're supposed to happen.
Huh?
They're winning by 10, so it's not
so
impossible.
It's not, well,
it's not impossible.
No, but then they have to go right after.
It's not impossible.
Yeah, but we had the newscaster one.
Give
and
them
we
something on sports.
We got zero.
We literally got zero.
I can't believe you guys didn't know Matt Lauer or Al Roker. They've been on TV for years.
Don't watch the news.
Years.
It's depressing.
Yeah. If you
years.
Never watch the news and you
so
never see
sweet.
Them,
there's
then
still
you don't
news
know.
News channels? I just get everything on the internet.
You're ready
not
for
familiar?
This, Sandy. Here we go, guys.
Katie Couric didn't count.
I need 10 cities in the state of Texas. 10 cities
Houston.
In the state of Texas.
Oh, sorry.
Go.
Houston, Austin,
Irving.
San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Dallas.
I was going to say,
like, are you like, kidding me?
That should have been the first one.
Guys, you're good. You got four so far.
Can you give us six? Six more.
Houston. Keep going.
Houston, Austin.
There's a lot of...
Texas
oh,
Rangers.
We said Austin, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Claremont, like, everywhere.
Yeah, there is.
Big cities, guys. Big cities.
Big.
There's only four.
Everything's bigger than Texas.
Paso.
What city is the Alamo in?
Paso. El Paso.
El Paso, not El Paso.
El Paso.
Time's
up.
El Paso.
Did I get that one there?
You got five. You missed Fort Worth, Amarillo, Corpus Christi,
yep.
Texarkana, and Waco.
Oh, I went there. Yep. Waco. Oh, Waco. That's where Jennifer Love Hewitt was born.
Waco, Texas.
Damn it.
That's where, wasn't there shooting there?
Yes.
There was an FBI raid there many years ago. David Koresh.
Koresh. He was crazy.
All right, Koresh. Boys, mm-hmm. you have international expressions for goodbye. Ready? International
Howdy.
Expressions for goodbye. Go.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Adios.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Can I play since we're already lost?
Good. No. What do you say?
Say it after.
Yavol. Shalom.
I'm gonna say
it. You haven't lost yet. You're still in it.
I know how to say hello better than
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I know how to say hello and all these things.
We know how to greet people, not yeah. leave them.
See you later. Bye.
International.
Bye. International.
Patrick Julian says it
goodbye.
Every time when I call
see
her.
You later.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay. Bye.
No, it's Korean.
I don't know.
You
don't
know
speak
it?
Korean.
I should know it.
Time's up.
Arrivederci.
What did you say?
Konnichiwa.
Arrivederci.
Konnichiwa is hello, dumbass.
No,
that's
not goodbye. No. No, sayonara means goodbye.
Sayonara is goodbye. Konnichiwa is hello.
Or if you're on the phone, mushy mushy.
Mushy
mushy.
No,
I just read it too, and then she said you can also use it saying goodbye.
No.
I don't know. Think
you
can.
No, it's no. hello and
you
yeah.
go ahead and do
see you later.
See
I was watching a YouTube video.
You got see you later. Adios. sayonara, au revoir, and ciao.
Ciao.
What do we miss?
So long. Oh, arrivederci. Well. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Oh, that's
hasta luego, and adieu.
Okay, fair. Fair.
That's fair.
Those are fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
We fucked up.
Have any of you guys seen the sound?
Seen what?
The sound? I didn't even think about that.
The hills are so alive with the sound of music.
So, long, so girls, you have to pull off 9 to tie. All right, 9.
Well, that was it.
Can we have the shapes?
This is the last one. 9 will tie. I'm not looking.
10 alloys.
Shit.
Alloys.
Alloys.
Oh my god. You guys have got it. Lady Gaga songs.
None of them like
no,
Lady
don't.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga songs. Are you ready?
Yes.
I think Roxy does. That's
and
it.
And go.
Bad Romance, Just Born Dance. This Way, Just Dance.
Alejandro.
Star is Born. That's too new.
Applause.
Ooh.
Keep going. Yell them out.
Paparazzi.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Guys, we might be fucked here.
Keep going.
Oh, man.
How many more?
You don't just keep yelling them out.
Just keep yelling until he says stop.
Jolene. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's an album name.
Guys, you're missing a big one.
Just say everything.
Telephone.
Keep going. Girls,
poker
don't.
Poker face.
Oh.
Yep.
Poker
keep
face.
Going. Girls, come on.
Don't stop.
You got 8.
Oh, it's so close.
Nope.
Oh, you guys all froze.
They got 8.
They got 8 out of 9.
You got, what did we miss? You got Applause. You got Poker Face. You got Born This Way. You got Bad Romance. You got Just Dance. You got Telephone and Paparazzi. You missed Marry the Night.
Oh, I don't know.
You and I.
Don't
Edge of Glory.
Oh.
I'm on the edge of glory.
I thought that was Cher. Did it? Sounds like
the boys.
Cher.
It's the boys. Big boys.
We won.
There's no tie.
Girls,
no tie to break.
Girls lost to the score of 38-40. 38-40.
We don't even have to do the last one.
Do you want
to
do the last one, boys, to see if you
can? Yeah, fuck. I want to be really embarrassing and we get no points.
Nah, I want to do it. Let's do it.
Victory lap.
Here we go. All right. Associated with July 4th. Ready? Associated with July 4th.
Yes.
Ready? Go.
Fireworks.
Independence Day.
Barbecuing.
Declaration of Independence.
Streamers,
hot dogs, hamburgers,
the flag,
glow sticks,
U.S. flag,
red, white, and blue,
flag, whatever. What's the
jets?
There you go.
What are they called? Air shows?
No, it's the little banners that they hang, like the papers.
You guys are doing terrible.
Yeah,
it's okay. We won.
It's okay. Yeah.
Fire.
Hot dogs, grills,
oh, burgers, s'mores.
Fire.
Drinking alcohol, blowing your fingers off.
Racism.
My dog ran away and I never see him again.
Patriotism. America. Alamo. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Declaration of Independence.
You guys got fireworks and the flag.
You missed
firecrackers, summer, sparklers, picnics, parades, independence, games, and bottle rockets.
I said independence. Oh, I said Independence Day.
You said Independence Day.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
We can catch up.
All right, here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to now split up. We're now going to split up into teams of 2.
No.
We're now going to split up into teams of 2. Justine and Patrick.
No, I think we're done.
We're going to do.
No.
We're going to do individuals.
Jake and Justine, and then we're going to do individuals. That was a good game, you guys.
The guys actually wanted something for once.
The shapes one was the game. That was
the clencher.
One.
I am always winning them.
Fucking ellipses.
How do you guys feel?
Feel good. I feel like a winner.
All right, guys. That was
about your easy questions.
That was our little.
They
bonus
were chosen
episode.
At random.
Hey, we took a.
What?
What'd you say? So we took a question.
Actually,
with 0.
Turn off your mic.
It's okay.
That was great, guys. Good job. Let's all give each other a round of applause. All right, guys. Support the girls. Girls support the guys. Justine's looking at her phone. We're still podcasting, Justine.
I know, but I was gonna correct you, but I'll correct you off air.
What are you gonna correct me about?
I'm gonna correct you off air.
About what?
Do it. Call him out.
What is it?
Call him out.
Call him out.
Yeah, call
him
me out.
Out
on the show.
Call him out.
I'm not going to call you out.
Do it.
What was it for? What happened?
Throwing in his face.
What happened? Throw
it.
What
okay,
did
bye.
We miss?
Step
what
on him.
What did we mess up on? What did I miss up?
Okay, bye.
It's konnichiwa. She's talking about konnichiwa.
Are you talking about konnichiwa?
You can use it as hello or goodbye.
Is it like hello?
It means good afternoon or good evening. And mushi mushi means hello.
Yeah.
Well, so you're still wrong.
No, he said mushy mushy.
Sayonara means bye.
And sayonara means bye.
So you're still wrong.
Yeah, good afternoon or good evening.
No, mushy mushy's on the phone, no?
Yeah, I said mushy on the phone, it's mushy mushy.
Yeah.
Like I said you said konnichiwa is hello, and then I said on the phone it's mushy mushy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So do you still want to?
You said I was wrong.
Yeah,
you're still wrong.
You
were wrong.
How am I wrong when you can still say good evening with it?
That's not goodbye. That's your English context of saying good evening as saying goodbye to someone. Yeah. It's an introduction.
I got it. Good evening. I heard it when I said it.
Have you listened to Dracula? Good evening.
Okay, guys.
He was trying to get them to leave.
Let me ask you guys: if there are any Japanese? If there are any...
It's like saying good day. I'm walking away.
If there are any Japanese speakers out there, please let us know who's right and who's wrong. Justine's claws are out. Patrick's on the floor.
I didn't even hear Patrick.
It's total pandemonium down here.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity, guys.
What is happening?
Justine is angry, visibly angry. I'm describing the scene. Roxy has tears in her eyes. Eduardo has tears in her eyes.
Patrick is on the floor.
I'm laughing at fucking Jake.
Why are you crying, Roxy?
Why are you crying?
She's literally crying.
God, Patrick. See, every now and then I think I break Patrick a little more every time.
Good stuff.
And I don't think he, I think one day he's just not going to stop laughing.
I love you guys.
We're going to have to send him into a psych ward.
Okay, I'm good.
Listen, guys. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for staying to do this extra bonus episode. It's been fantastic. So play some games with your friends. You'll make one person mad, just like we said at the end of the last episode. Sometimes we get mad. Sometimes we make each other laugh, but we always stay friends. Is that right, Justine?
What?
Oh my God.
We're in so much trouble.
Well, Justine said she's not my friend like a week ago.
I'm going to get beat up on the way home.
It's not what you said. It's what you didn't say.
Oh, shit. That was cathartic.
That felt good.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Sunscreen in my eyes.
Sunscreen in the eyes.
That's how you know Roxy's really white.
All right, guys. So,
I was thinking Korean, but I said Japanese.
For Patrick, for Jake, for Justine.
Remember, I kept saying Korean, and then you guys said I said Korean, but I said the wrong word.
For Patrick, for Jake, for Justine, for Sandy, we will say this.
Konnichiwa, bitches.